Them Other Boys Don't Know How to Act, written by 11 Inches, read by Ponceflower, rated NC-17, and is a tag for Irresistible. Rodney fails at getting his revenge, and Shepard fails at getting his point across. They put Lucius Lovin in a holding cell while everyone in Atlantis, except Shepard, who was being a dick about the whole thing, received the antidote. Rodney had been feeling justifiably humiliated since he'd been inoculated, and being in the labs hadn't helped much, since everyone was either embarrassed or furious. Those who were angry were easier to deal with than the ones who were acting like they had something to be ashamed about. It was one thing to be in love with the man, but none of them had tried to give Lucius a jumper. Carson was loading up his med kit when Rodney wandered into the infirmary. "Hello, Rodney," he called out absently, not looking up from a pile of bottles of what Rodney assumed was the vaccine. "Everyone in Atlantis should be better now. Let me tell you, I've never had that many people crying all at once before." Rodney hadn't cried. Much. So, he said, picking up an empty test tube and then setting it back on the table. "Are you doing okay? I mean, it was, quite an interesting experience with all those new feelings."
"What new feelings?" Carson asked, finally looking up at him.
"You know, wanting to be..." He waved a hand. "Intimate. With Lucius." Carson's eyes widened.
"I didn't want to be intimate with him. I just wanted him to like me."
Rodney gaped.
But you did a handstand!"
"Because I was trying to impress him," Carson countered.
"Rodney, are you trying to tell me you had romantic feelings for Lucius?"
"Of course not. I'm 100. In a violent attempt to overthrow him, his brain flashed to an image of Shepard in his new leather jacket. 90% heterosexual. Maybe 80. Okay, definitely 75% heterosexual.
Carson looked worried. 75% heterosexual? What does that even mean?
It means I'm less gay than Lance Bass, but more gay than Justin Timberlake.
Carson's brow knitted. Are you being serious?
I don't even know anymore, Rodney said.
Zelenka wasn't much help either. Rodney tracked him down after everyone else had gone to lunch and asked,
When Lucius had you under his spell, did you have any feelings that were, how do I put this, gay?
He'd been hoping Zelenka would answer, yes, of course, it happened to us all. But when Zelenka didn't immediately answer, Rodney had all the confirmation he needed. Now the best he could hope for was for Zelenka to think that he was kidding around. Not that he ever kidded around. Not with Zelenka, at any rate.
You know what, let's forget I said anything, he said quickly. His life was so embarrassing.
McKay, Rodney. Zelenka pulled off his glasses and slowly cleaned them with the hem of his shirt. Then he slid them back on. If this is your way of telling me that you are attracted to me, I must turn you down. I like women. Tall, dark-haired women with fiery spirits and cute little shirts.
I'm not attracted to you, Rodney said.
Zelenka patted his hand.
There is no need to lie. It is all right. I am only a little disgusted. In time, you will get over me, and perhaps one day you will learn to love again.
Rodney tore his hand away. Zelenka, believe me, I am not attracted to you. I am an incredibly shallow person.
Calling me ugly is not going to disguise your love for me, Zelenka said, raising a finger in the air.
Oh, God damn it, Rodney said. He scowled, thinking of Lucius resting comfortably in that prison cell, knowing he'd ruined Rodney's life.
That idiotic, monkey-brained, uncivilized witch doctor, I bet this was all part of his plan.
Yes, Zelenka said seriously. First he will turn Rodney McKay gay, and then the galaxy will be his. I have often considered that very plan.
You can't tell anyone about this, Rodney said.
Zelenka snorted. Who would I tell?
Rodney glared until Zelenka lowered his head shamefully.
Yes, fine.
McKay? Came a familiar and annoying voice at the doorway, and Rodney went cold all over.
What are you doing here? Rodney demanded.
Just making sure you guys are okay. Hanging in there, buddy?
Shepard asked, eyes wide and full of fake concern. Rodney wished that cold had killed him. He'd been making fun of them for hours. He even laughed while Rodney had pitifully cried because they'd taken away the man he thought he loved.
You're not having any urges to see if Lucius is okay, right? Maybe wanting to sneak down there and longingly press your hand against the glass?
Rodney said sourly.
No, asshole. Holding cells don't have glass. Don't you have better things to do than to harass me?
I'm on break, Shepard said. He leaned against the doorframe.
Thought I'd stop by and see who's still carving Lucius's name into their arms.
Rodney snorted. What kind of disturbing teenagehood did you have, Colonel?
Oh, hey, is that why you wear that stupid wristband?
May I see your scars? Zelenka asked.
Shepard glowered.
I'm gonna go make fun of Ronan some more. You should see his face whenever I bring up Taylor wanting to marry Lucius. Although he says he's not sorry for shooting me for some reason.
I can't imagine why not, Rodney said sarcastically.
Shepard stepped out the door. "See you guys," he said, leaning into the lab, and then he raised a clenched fist to his heart. "Rodney, be strong."
"I hate you," Rodney seethed. When he was sure Shepard was truly gone, he turned back to Zelenka. "I hate that man."
"You love him," Zelenka said carelessly, and Rodney felt a rush of terror and rage so powerful he felt like his head was going to explode. And then he realized he was just biting down on his tongue. Rodney thought about Shepard's cocky swagger and mocking smirk, laughing at them for being under Lucius's spell when he had no idea, no idea what a humiliating experience it had been, especially since Shepard seemed to think he was too cool for school now. It was infuriating.
"I still have a sample of the chemical," Rodney said quietly.
"We'll see what happens when the straightest person in Atlantis gets a whiff of the new and improved Dr. Rodney McKay."
"I thought Ronan had already received the antidote," Zelenka asked.
"I meant Shepard," Rodney said, exasperated.
Zelenka frowned. "I do not think you have thought this plan through."
But Rodney was excited now. He chuckled to himself. "Imagine Shepard on his knees, worshipping me in the manner I deserve. That'll show him. Oh, he'll get what's coming to him."
"This conversation is making me uncomfortable," Zelenka said.
When it came down to it, Rodney was a petty, petty man. He had accepted this about himself long ago, much in the same way he accepted most of the science he had learned at university had no practical application in a universe of stargates. Carson had taken all of Lucius's magical mystery weed and disposed of it, but the bottle and its contents were still on Rodney's lab bench, right where he'd left them before he was manhandled by Ronan. Unfortunately, the lab was full when he went to retrieve it, so he had to make a show of pointing out Opticon's latest mathematical error while discreetly pocketing the bottle. When the fight broke out between Zelenka, Opticon, and Thorn, he slipped out. In his quarters, he held the bottle of the clear liquid up to the light, making sure there was enough for him to swallow. There was just enough there to humiliate Shepard for a couple of hours. "Bottoms up," he murmured, raising it to let a few drops fall on his tongue. It was one of the foulest things he had ever put in his mouth, and that included the Wutala's weird turtle soup thing. He dug around until he found an old warm bottle of fruit punch on the floor under his desk, and he chugged it down. He didn't know how old that juice was, but it almost got rid of the burning. This was exactly why he didn't drink. Once he finished gagging, he stared at the now empty bottle in his hand. "Oh," he said to himself, "I probably shouldn't have done that." He was casually looking for Shepard while pretending like he wasn't when his radio came to life and Sergeant Campbell said, "Dr. McKay, you're needed in the briefing room." Rodney was, it seemed, the last one to know there was a meeting taking place. He'd known they were going to send Lucius back to his homeworld eventually, but no one had bothered to give him any sort of estimate. Apparently, there were some problems convincing Lucius to keep his mouth shut about the location of Atlantis. When he entered the briefing room, Elizabeth and Taylor were sitting together, glaring fiercely at Lucius, who was at Ronan's side. Ronan had one massive hand on his shoulder, and Lucius was looking a little terrified. Shepard, at Ronan's other side, stopped mid-sentence and stared at Rodney for a long moment. Then he went back to talking to Ronan.
"Hmm," Rodney thought, but what he said was, "Colonel," and grabbed his usual seat next to him. He made sure he was sitting close enough for Shepard to get a big sniff of pheromones.
Shepard attractively raised an eyebrow. "Rodney," he answered in a tone that was more suspicious than usual.
"How's your cold?"
"Better," Shepard said, and Rodney noticed he wasn't all nasally anymore. "It's nice to finally be able to breathe again." Elizabeth was making motions like she was ready to begin. She said,
"Obviously, we need to escort Lucius, Mr. Lovin, back to his homeworld."
"You're too kind, Elizabeth, sweetness," Lucius crooned. One of her eyebrows rose so high it looked painful.
"We also need to give the antidote to the people of his village."
"There's really no need." Ronan's hand visibly tightened on Lucius's shoulder, and he gulped.
"Whatever you think is best."
"John?" Elizabeth asked.
"I'm ready to go whenever the rest of my team is," Shepard said.
He leaned back in his seat.
"I am ready," Taylor said quickly.
"Me too, let's go," Ronan replied, pulling Lucius up with him.
Shepard smirked.
"Looks like we're ready to go now."
"My stuff's in my room if you'll wait a minute," Rodney said.
Shepard nodded at Taylor and Ronan, who dragged Lucius off somewhere with them.
"We can grab it on the way. I need some extra ammo anyway."
When they got to Rodney's quarters, Shepard followed him right in. Shepard grimaced.
"Jesus, McKay, it's normally not this bad in here. I thought you were a hypochondriac," he said, and Rodney snapped.
"I'm fine with my own germs. It's everyone else's germs I'm worried about."
When Shepard bent down and started throwing clothes in the hamper, Rodney was taken aback. Shepard wasn't the sort of guy who imposed his military corner's leave-no-sock-behind behavior on other people, so that meant his being nice had to be the potion, even though this was the first real sign of Shepard behaving strangely. Shepard was grumbling to himself the entire time, and if the potion was working, he had to be the most disrespectful love slave ever. Rodney specifically remembered lavishing praises upon Lucius.
"Okay, this is pretty nasty," Shepard said, unearthing a pile of dirty plates.
Colonel?" Rodney said, beginning to feel just a teeny-tiny bit guilty. He wanted Shepard to follow him around with a goofy, smitten expression and tell everyone how wonderful he was, not clean his room. It was too weird to have Shepard being himself and doing things for Rodney anyway. It wasn't even funny.
Shepard blinked at him.
"What?"
"It's nothing, carry on," said Rodney, staring stupidly as Shepard moved to pick up armfuls of trash. He was still staring when his radio clicked on 15 minutes later.
"Hey, honey, could you loosen these restraints for me?" Lucius asked. "I'm not going to hurt anyone."
"Do not speak to me," Tayla said. There was a rustle and a loud squeal from the back of the cockpit, and when Rodney turned, Lucius was clutching his bound hands to his chest. And it was somewhat gratifying to see him with such a wounded expression.
"If you value your life, you will not touch me again," said Tayla icily.
"If you value your arms, you won't touch her again," Ronan added.
Rodney exchanged glances with Shepard.
"Don't make me come back there," Shepard said cheerfully.
"There is no back here," Ronan said. "We're right here."
"I still think there's something wrong with Colonel Shepard," Lucius said loudly.
"Never mind," Shepard grumbled.
On the planet, Rodney tripped over a root. No one helped him up. Shepard didn't even pause his story about how his dad had taken him camping when he was 11, and how his mom had sent the FBI to look for them after they'd been lost for 3 days. Rodney mentally put another tally into the not-completely-drugged category. He flexed his biceps a little. Shepard glanced down at them for a brief second, then back at Rodney's face and asked,
"What are you doing?"
"Nothing," Rodney said.
"Why? What did it look like I was doing?"
"Did you sprain something?" Shepard asked. "Do you need Ronan to give you a back massage?"
"Ronan gives massages?" Rodney asked incredulously.
He looked over his shoulder at Ronan, who raised his eyebrows in response.
"That's more than a little disturbing."
"Gives him me all the time," Shepard said.
"Oh, yeah, Ronan's back massages are great," Lucius said, beaming at them with one of his stupid open-mouth smiles.
"It's a Satidan bonding thing," Ronan explained, shrugging.
"Oh, please," Rodney said. "You were trying to get into his pants, weren't you? I knew it!"
Ronan scowled ferociously. "I'm the only one on this team who likes women," he said flatly.
"Ronan," Taylor warned.
Rodney spluttered.
"What did you just say? I'll have you know I am practically heterosexual."
Shepard looked at him sharply.
"Practically?"
"I had a gay experience once," Lucius said thoughtfully. "But I had to tell him, 'No, Your Majesty, as much as I'd like to share your kingdom, I have my own people to take care of.' Ah, yeah, good times."
"Oh, shut the fuck up," Rodney said.
It wasn't like Rodney hadn't been attracted to Shepard before Lucius. Even when Rodney thought he was so used to seeing Shepard's face he no longer found him good-looking, Shepard would want to talk about what went wrong with George Lucas, or how he'd be part of the Resistance if real life was like Relogan's Run. Really, when he thought about it, Rodney had been fucked the second they met. He didn't know why he was surprised when he was finally caught. They would have figured out what was going on sooner if Shepard had fallen for the potion and declared Rodney his personal god right away like any normal person. Shepard was in his room when he got back from being lectured by Elizabeth Carson and his team. Rodney's bed was made, his books were stacked, and his desk was bare, and Shepard was down to his t-shirt and slacks on his hands and knees. He didn't want to know where Shepard had found a Swiffer, and he most certainly didn't want to know why Shepard thought Rodney cared if the floor under his bed was clean. What he did want to know was what the hell had happened to all of his stuff.
"Oh, hey, thanks for cleaning my room. Now I can find nothing at all," Rodney said.
Shepard rolled his eyes, climbing to his feet.
"Oh, you're welcome."
He leaned the Swiffer against the wall and started sorting through the basket of clean clothes Rodney had never gotten around to putting away. Rodney watched him silently. Eventually, Shepard noticed.
"What's with you?" Shepard asked.
"What's with you?" Rodney said. "You don't feel weird, even just a little bit? Is your heart racing? Do you feel the need to be around me at all times? Am I suddenly much hotter than I was before?"
"No, I feel the same as always," Shepard said slowly.
"You're cleaning my room," Rodney pointed out. He couldn't deal with this. Shepard glanced down at the shirt clenched in his hands and then screwed up his face thoughtfully.
"What are you trying to say?"
The thing was, Shepard should have been finding him irresistible, but either he was immune to it, or he found Rodney irresistible every day, which was absurd.
"I'm saying I used Lucius's potion on you," Rodney said. "Also, I think we should have sex."
Shepard dropped the shirt.
"You what?" he yelled.
"No, I didn't mean," Rodney said weakly, feeling sick. I misinterpreted some things. Can we pretend I didn't say any of that?"
"You drugged me?" Shepard shouted.
"Oh, yeah, that. Let's concentrate on that," Rodney said.
Rodney had always had a fully developed sense of self-preservation. He was afraid of dying from anaphylactic shock. He was afraid of the Wraith. He was afraid of Ronan's huge muscles. He was afraid of finding someone smarter than himself. But he'd never been scared of Shepard. It was hard to be frightened of someone who used Taylor's fighting sticks to pretend he was a Jedi. Not until that very moment when Shepard came at him. Reflexively, he threw his hands up to protect his face, shouting, "I take it back! I take it back!" And Shepard pushed him onto the bed and climbed on top of him.
Rodney said. Without thinking, he grabbed Shepard's hips so Shepard wouldn't do something crazy, like get off of him. "This isn't beating me up."
"I don't beat up guys I'm fucking," Shepard said. "I'm not into that. I mean, unless that's what you like. I'll try anything once."
Rodney's mind blanked out while Shepard straddled him and then started wiggling around a little.
"This doesn't make any sense," he protested weakly.
"Sure it does," Shepard said. "You took the potion because you wanted to sleep with me."
"Well, actually, I took it because you were being an asshole," he said.
And when Shepard went still, Rodney remembered how much pain he'd been in when he thought Lucius had been disappointed in him. They stared at each other uncomfortably. Shepard was kind of heavy, and Rodney's erection was probably poking him.
"A sexy asshole," Rodney added.
"Oh, well, as long as I'm sexy," Shepard said sarcastically. And that's when Shepard kissed him. Their teeth clicked together, and Shepard's nose was kind of big, and Rodney felt sweaty and clammy with this guy sitting on him. But then suddenly he was sucking on Shepard's tongue and sliding his hands up Shepard's sides, and it was amazing, even though Shepard was drugged and Rodney was a horrible, horrible person.
"We shouldn't," Rodney said passionately as Shepard pressed his face against Rodney's neck. "No," he exclaimed as Shepard kissed his jaw.
"Okay, if you insist," he said as Shepard rocked his hips. Rodney pushed until Shepard leaned away from him looking confused, and Rodney nudged him backwards so he was laying flat, his head off the edge of the bed. Shepard said, "Hey," and Rodney pulled him towards the metal headboard by his ankles.
"Oh, much better," Rodney murmured, crawling over Shepard's body.
"Yeah, that's right, push me around," Shepard said, arching up and wrapping his arms around Rodney's shoulders.
"Jesus Christ," Rodney said, "you're killing the mood."
"Maybe you should restrain me," Shepard replied huskily.
"Can you not be crazy for 15 minutes?" Rodney asked, settling his weight on his calves.
He pulled Shepard's hands off his shoulders and pressed them against the mattress. Shepard smirked, and Rodney may not have been able to label the feeling blooming in his chest, but he recognized the heat pulling in his belly. He bent down and kissed the corner of Shepard's mouth. Shepard wrestled his hands away and started undoing Rodney's belt.
"Take this off."
Rodney kissed his neck instead.
"You're so... God, that's good. We're so good together. We're great together. Why haven't we done this before?"
"Because apparently you need a love potion to lower your inhibitions," Rodney said.
"Christ, and I thought I'd be the talkative one."
He spread his legs, shoving his pants down with one hand. Then he ripped out Shepard's Batman utility belt and tossed it on the floor. It was easy to pull Shepard's gray slacks down over his hips without unbuttoning them, and then his boxers, and it was just as easy to tug Shepard's shirt over his head, running his hands up Shepard's arm while Shepard shivered, pressing himself into them.
"Tell me what you want," he said, kissing Shepard's cheek, the pointed tip of his nose.
Rodney needed him to see this wasn't a one-night stand for him, magic potion or no magic potion. He stroked Shepard's waist, and Shepard gazed at him intensely, face softening.
"I want you to come on my face," Shepard said.
"What?" Rodney asked, horrified. No, I watched Bukkake at university once. It wasn't that great. Also, have you ever had that shit in your eyelids before? You have to put soap on your eye before they come unstuck. Do you like anything, say, normal and not creepy?"
"Come on my face," Shepard repeated in a low tone, slowly sliding a leg over Rodney's hip.
He pressed his heel into the small of Rodney's back.
"Christ!" Rodney hissed.
"You could fuck me first," Shepard said. "Oh, well, in that case..." Tentatively, he put a hand on the bed next to Shepard's head, and the other hand on Shepard's cock, which was warm and kind of wet. It was a little strange to be jacking someone else off. Shepard let out a small moan, and his head dropped sideways, warm breath hitting Rodney's hand.
Yeah, come on, fuck me, come on, do it," Shepard said in a rush.
"Stop talking while I'm trying to make love to you," Rodney snapped. He fished under the mattress to find the nearly empty bottle of lube. He'd brought it to use with the ladies, yet he'd only used it on himself.
"Do you have any condoms?"
tack vest back left pocket, Shepard said.
Of course, Rodney grumbled. He meant, of course you carry condoms with you off-world, but Shepard said,
Hey, don't look at me. It's not like I put it over there intentionally.
The vest was sitting on the floor by the door, along with Shepard's jacket and his tack holster. He felt stupid crossing the room naked with his hard-on hanging out, and Shepard cracked up. He was still laughing when Rodney bounced back onto the bed, kissing him until Shepard sighed into his mouth.
Can we do it like this? Rodney asked.
It's possible I'm not entirely sure what I'm doing.
Yeah, Shepard said, but it'll be easier like this.
He rolled over and, damn, Shepard had a nice back.
You're not going to ask if I've ever done this before?
Rodney snorted. Do you really think I want to talk about all the other people you've slept with right now?
He licked the line up Shepard's spine. Shepard's skin was salty, and Rodney liked the way the little bumps of his vertebra felt against his tongue.
He fumbled with the lubricant, popping open the cap with his thumb, and squirted some onto his first two fingers. He'd never been in this particular situation before, but he had a pretty good idea where to start, especially when Shepard started moaning Jesus and moving his hips in time to the stroking of Rodney's fingers. It was hot. It was so fucking hot. Rodney could have come just from watching that.
Fuck, oh fuck, McKay, stop messing around and fuck me already, Shepard cursed.
He flexed around Rodney's fingers and a hot flash made Rodney shudder.
I'm trying to rape you gently, you ungrateful lunatic, Rodney said. Call me a cheap slut, Shepard insisted breathily.
He rolled on the condom.
If this wasn't so hot, it would be terrifying. Where did you learn all of this, a Jenna Jameson movie?
He pulled Shepard up a little more, spreading Shepard's legs apart with one knee. Rodney pushed into him carefully at first, and then harder. It was tight and hot, and he panted open mouth against the back of Shepard's neck. With his right hand, he groped until it bumped Shepard's cock. He wrapped his palm around it, jerking, and he could feel Shepard coming from the inside out. The way he shuddered and gasped, and he went at it harder, faster, and then that was it. He was done. When Rodney threw the condom on the floor, Shepard half leaned off the bed and said,
Hey, I just cleaned that.
Oh my God, Rodney said.
I just raped you, didn't I? I can't believe I did that. What's wrong with me? I am sick in the head.
He scrambled into a sitting position, throat closing up.
I'm just as bad as Lucius. With his evil gay-making potion, I totally date-raped you!
Yeah, probably, Shepard drawled. I couldn't say no. That was so hot. He rested his chin on Rodney's shoulder. His lips were a little puffy, and Rodney could feel his heartbeat racing, but he was glowing and languid. Only Shepard could be this unbearably attractive after having been coerced into sex.
Are you going to kill me when the drug leaves your system? Rodney asked. Or have Ronan kill me, rather? Or I'll turn myself into Elizabeth, right after I shower. Maybe eat some lunch. You're not hurt, are you? Did I hurt you?
I was a little hurt that you wouldn't come on my face, Shepard said.
I'm trying to have a serious talk about your sexual assault here, Rodney snapped.
Look, if it makes you feel better, next time you can do whatever I tell you to do, okay?
Next time?
Rodney repeated dumbly. He watched as Shepard's expression grew worried. That feeling of terror settled in his chest again, along with something that might have been wonder.
Holy crap! This is you, Normal. You have a thing for me.
I do not, Shepard said shiftily. You know, actually, I am feeling a little raped.
You thought I was amazing even before I took the potion,
Rodney said. And this time when he thought about it, it didn't seem crazy. Shepard pulled the sheets back and stood.
I'm going to get something to eat.
Rodney wrestled into his clothes.
You would have done this even without the drug, wouldn't you?
I think it's mac and cheese day, Shepard said. Rodney followed him out into the corridor.
You have a filthy mouth, I like that,
he said to Shepard as they passed Major Lorne, and Lorne threw him an odd look. Whatever, it wasn't like he was so desperate as to care what Lorne thought about him.
So you're really okay? He asked when they were in line.
Rodney, I'm fine, Shepard said, sounding irritated. They took their seats.
Well, when can we do it again? Rodney asked.
He made sure to keep his voice low.
I mean, if you're sure you're not traumatized. Except maybe this time we could keep your disgusting fantasies to yourself. You haven't let other people do those things to you, have you? Wait, on second thought, I don't want to know.
Shepard's eyes narrowed. I think the potion's wearing off. Suddenly I find you a lot more annoying.
Well, it's nice to know you consider it rape when it's convenient for you, Rodney said.
Rolling his eyes, Shepard reached towards Rodney's tray. Rodney smacked his hand down. Do you mind? Those are my French fries.
It was my innocence, said Shepard sadly.
Oh, take the fucking fries, Rodney said.
The end.